Mayol says too that aside from becoming merged with the Tzaddik Emes, there is an unusual, priceless value, privilege that one who is zeched to give money to the Tzaddik Emes. It is so great and so precious that it's immeasurable. Now, we know that money itself can buy a lot of things. Money can buy a great deal, but money cannot really buy spiritual. Money, of course, would stock a person in the mitzvahs. But you can't buy your way to Gan Eden. You cannot buy a room in Gan Eden for a certain price. You cannot buy off, bribe. You cannot bribe a judge, an honest judge. You surely cannot bribe a tzaddik. How can you give a tzaddik money and thereby bribe him to accept you as one of his? The form that would says to be a form of bribe. Mayol says that to give money to a tzaddik emes, factually, is so great a privilege, so great an accomplishment, that the person then deserves not just the thanks of the tzaddik emes, he deserves a very special commendation from heaven, from Hashem. Because kaviyochel means if you're allowed to use that term, kaviyochel, he is actually, in a sense, doing a favor to both Hashem and the tzaddik emes. I give you the tzaddik emes money. Mayol explains this in a sense, a mushel. There is a king and a prince, a father and son, who are estranged, are very distant from each other, and they both simultaneously have that, struck with that sudden feeling of longing and yearning for each other. They both begin to travel towards each other, and they cannot travel fast enough, because there's a limit to how much speed they can make. And in this traveling, the closer they become, the stronger the yearning becomes too, until they feel they may actually pass out or pass away, as though their soul wants to leave them with desire. Then they realize that what is the sense of going to such a risk with the strong desire that may cause death possibly. They decide then that they have other things to do. The king says, I have other business to take care of. The son says, let me take care of other things too. This desire is overwhelming, and it's dangerous. So I'll forget about this. There isn't the chance of getting close to my father in time before I pass away. Let's forget about it. Suddenly, along comes a person with a flying chariot, picks up the son, puts him on his wagon, and flies at a tremendous speed and brings him close to the father. But so quickly that he's shocked by the speed. He finds himself suddenly in the arms of his father. Imagine the reward that is due for this person from the king, the thanks from the son, the prince, because he has brought these two together, who thought that it was impossible. Mayol says that here too, the tzaddik has this yearning for Hashem, to get close to Hashem. He keeps moving closer, and the closer he becomes, you have to understand that the kisufim alone are enough. When the soul desires to become part of the spiritual, there's always the danger of a person is having his soul leave him. For example, you have the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema means you say Shema Yisrael, and the true mitzvah is a person is supposed to think, imagine, actually at the time, enact this, feel that he's about to die for the sake of his faith in Hashem. This is the true way of saying Shema Yisrael. You have to Hashem like that. You should love Hashem with your whole heart and with your soul, your life. Even though my life is taken, I still have this implicit faith in Hashem. The true Kriya Shema is to say this with such a feeling, a fervency, as though you're about to die for your religion, for your faith. Now, it's Tzaddik who says that with a true feeling. Mayol says there is always a danger that his soul just might leave him because he might feel the experience of death and accept it gladly, and this would stop his life. Of course, it is not worth losing his life when he could continue to serve Hashem later. So the tzaddik feels this too at this time of yearning, that there is a barrier between himself and Hashem. He cannot get close enough for various reasons, obstacles that are in the way, but his desire is so strong that he feels there is a danger. Why spend time with the desire alone? Let me do other mitzvahs instead. Let me concentrate on learning Torah, on davening, on putting on tefillin, doing other mitzvahs. Hashem, too, Kabayochel, has his desire for the Tzadikim to stay close to him. And Hashem sees that, of course, Hashem is all-powerful, but he does not use his power against the privilege given to human beings, the free choice. Hashem says, I want the Tzadikim as close to me, too, but it's, in a sense, it's that difficult that we'll have to leave it go for a while. Let me take care of my other items that I'm occupied with. I have a whole world to conduct, to take care of, Mashkiach over, a realm of heaven, countless angels. Why only the Tzadikim? Kabayachal, of course, this is a very delicate topic. It's difficult to speak about this in the physical sense. Now, along comes this person and gives the Tzadikim a large amount of money, which removes any possible barrier, physical barrier that he has. He's got problems with his family. He's got financial problems. He's got health problems which require money to soothe. When this money is given to the Tzadikim, all the barriers are removed. He's free then to soar upwards and come close to Hashem quickly. This person who has done this mitzvah, imagine what kind of reward he receives from Hashem. You have brought my most desirable son close to me. Imagine the schar there is for that. Now again, the moshul, the nimshul, example given, them show what this stands for is something that we cannot really explain in the physical sense. We cannot explain what's meant by Hashem having a strong desire, by the tzaddik having this yearning, which cannot become materialized till there is money given. Though we do not understand this in a full sense, but we do understand and know. Avedazal's words about the importance of giving money to the tzaddikim is that great, that it does somehow actually bring the tzaddikim closer to Hashem. And imagine that when a person can do something for the Tzadik Emes, Kaviyacho for Hashem, what that person is accomplishing. So in this case, then, we know there are mitzvahs that are far beyond our conception and importance. It's our duty only to accept them with faith. It is that important, Ashrei to those who are zecha, to give money then. That's why we can now understand the words of Rabbi Kloch of Leivzal, who said that the mitzvah staka is immense. One of the most important mitzvahs of the Torah, one of the basic mitzvahs of a Jew. And yet, the mitzvah staka is so diversified that a person who has money can sometimes squander it worldly. Give to the wrong kind of staka, you don't gain, you lose. The Gemara says there's a curse upon some people that they are given a lot of wealth and they are cursed from heaven that their wealth goes to the wrong place, even when they intend to give staka. That person, the muzecha, to find the right place to stop it to the tzadikimus, with a little bit can accomplish much more than those with a tremendous amount. Kochelezal said that if you know, you understand the value of stuff in the tzadikimus, know how to invest this. Ashrei to that person who can invest the sake of the tzadikimus, the yeshiva of the tzadikimus, the sfar of the tzadikimus, the tefillah of the tzadikimus, much more, infinitely more than any other type of stock out. This is what is revealed to us, and this is what we should be zecher to fulfill. All these words of advice that Rabbeinu Zal, if we are zecher to fulfill them, then surely we'll be deserving of the brachas mentioned in the Torah by Rabbeinu Zal, especially to be deserving of seeing the coming of the Tzadikim himself together with Moshiach Tzidkenu, Beis HaMikdash from Heda, in this month of Nisan, the month in which we are promised will come forth a Gula Shlema. And we'll see with our eyes the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, the downfall and destruction of all the enemies of the Jews, and the rebirth of the Jews as a nation under Hashem. Amen.